Hello, everyone. This is Susie Ward. Welcome here to the second Matthew and Friends program. If you tuned in last month, you know that the focus of our discussion was love and peace. Today, my guests and I will be talking about an essential step toward a world where everyone will live together lovingly and peacefully. We'll be talking about the truthful information that is beginning to come out and will continue to be revealed. Knowing the truth is what is leading to a higher collective consciousness and a spiritual renewal on Earth that some call the Golden Age. For the benefit of new listeners, I will tell you a wee bit about my son Matthew and his friends. In 1980, when he was 17, Matthew was fatally injured in a vehicle wreck. And in the year afterwards, several psychics told me that eventually he would communicate with me directly, telepathically. That happened almost 14 years later, in the first days of February 1994. After several months of my recording the astounding information from Matthew and a number of other souls he introduced, he told me about our family soul level agreement. He said that his leaving was necessary so I could keep my part of the agreement, which was to publish the vital information he and the others were sending to me. Their purpose, the purpose of their information, is to enlighten us about universal truths and guide us fearlessly during this unique time when Earth is ascending out of their density into much higher vibrations. Following through with my part of the agreement led to the four Matthew books, to Matthew's monthly messages that are circulated worldwide, a series of teleconferences, and most recently, to Matthew and Friends radio show. His friends live all over the universe. About 9 years ago, when Matthew was ready to move on in his soul growth, he was given two options, and typically he chose the more adventuresome. Since then, he has been traveling to worlds wherever he's invited to help those civilizations upgrade their spirit realms, and wherever he is, he manifests a body that fits into that population. So, some of his friends are in physical bodies that we would have a hard time imagining, and others are in etheric or spirit bodies. He has many friends here on Earth, too. And now it's my great pleasure to welcome four of them. Dan Rezac and Scott Mowry, who are the co-hosts of the Truth Avengers teleconferences, where they and their guests discuss their research and what it has disclosed, and Celestial Blue Star, a walk-in from the Pleiades, and David, a walk-in from Arcturus. They will share their universal knowledge of what is happening in our world. So, welcome, Dan and Scott and Celeste and David, and thank you all for being here today.
Hello, Susie. Thank you. This is Dan.
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Hi, Susie. It's good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Scott, are you here?
Yes, Susie, and I want to say thank you very much for inviting us. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you, and want to say what a treat it is also to be on with David and Celeste. Thank you for bringing
good.
Us on.
Scott, I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you, so could you speak up, please?
Okay, I will do my best. I will speak as loud as I can, and
okay,
hopefully
good.
That's better. And,
that's a bit better, thanks.
Okay.
Celeste and David, hi there. Are you with it?
Hello, Susie. We are. We're right here.
Okay. We need you to speak up a little more, too, please.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Okay, just shout it out, then. Dan, let's start with you. Please tell our listeners a little about your background and what motivated you to dig deeper for information than mainstream media reports.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susie. And again, I'm very grateful and honored to be here with Scott. It's important to give a little bit of my background and what led us down the path that we've been going down. And that is, I spent 12 years in the military as an officer, and I commanded Army tank platoons and flew helicopters for several years. Really enjoyed that. So I was very close to the military, going all the way up into 2000. And just prior to the events of 9/11, had made a decision to leave the military because I saw things going in a direction that did not look very promising or favorable, and I felt I could do more on the outside than I could do on the inside. As you know, the military has certain rules. One is called a UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, that does not allow soldiers to speak what's on their mind. I felt I could represent a whole lot more soldiers from the outside than from the inside. So as things developed and started to turn bad, I started to get involved. And when 9/11 occurred, I started to research that and said there's something wrong with the official story of 9/11. Since then, I was asked to run for office, so I ran for office as a vice presidential candidate, and that's where I met Scott, who comes into this picture. And since that time, Scott and I have been working very hard and very diligently on researching what is really going on planet Earth, who's pulling the strings, why are they being pulled, what is taking place here, and of course, we've come across your material and Matthew's material and David Celeste in the process of doing that. So we're honored to be part of that. And I hope as the this program goes through the next hour that we can contribute to some of the breaking news that we cover, as well as the group that we started, which we call our Truth Avengers group, our Truth Avengers conference call, where anybody's invited to call in and listen to the breaking news and the material we cover. And then, if you want, I can go into some of the research we've done, as well as some of the findings. Some of it is stuff that I don't think anyone's heard before, so really good material that we've dug into. So that's a little bit of my background, and Susie, back to you.
Okay. Scott, would you like to add something to that?
Well, Susie, the thing that I can add to that is that Dan and I have been working together for about 2 years now investigating. We both were doing a lot of investigating on our own prior to combining our efforts, and we together have been trying to uncover the truth. That's why we call ourselves Truth Avengers, and really the most important thing is to us is the truth, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to uncover the truth. I have a journalism background. I've been researching these kinds of information for the past 20 years, and the one thing that we believe, that we feel we bring to the table, that we bring to our listeners and we bring to our followers, is that we try to connect the dots. We try to link everything together, and we'd like to do some of that on tonight's program. So, again, I want to say what an honor and a privilege it is here to be with you tonight, and thank you very much for bringing us on board.
Well, it is. I think the honor and the privilege of all of us who are participating, and of course, our collective purpose here is to inform the listeners of what is going on. So I would like the two of you to now talk about the information that your research has disclosed. I hear you much more clearly than the others. So I'm going to ask you if you would start on this, and then you and Scott go back and forth on this, if you would, please.
Oh, sure. First thing I'd like to do is say, ever since 9/11 occurred, I believe that was a defining moment in our history of not just our country, but quite possibly the planet, right? So as probably the most significant defining moment, I think it deserves people's time, energy, and attention to really look at what took place, what led up to that. As part of the process of us investigating that, I started to investigate some of these other areas, and it parallels our research parallels a couple hundred years ago. A couple hundred years ago, there was slavery in the form of skin color, right? What we've been looking at is today there's slavery in the form of financial slavery, economic slavery. And we'll cover a little bit more about this as we go into the program, the different areas of economic slavery that we've uncovered, the research we've done, the fraud we've discovered in the process of making virtually every American on the planet, every citizen, you know, every person on the planet, an economic slave to the financial system that's out there. So I want to cover those areas. But I think it's important to go back historically and take a look at what's led up to some of the things that are taking place here. And Scott, do you want to comment briefly on this so-called war on terror that has been instituted and some of the things that go along with that?
Well, let me just say this, Dan, to start off with. It's important that we begin to realize that history is not made. It is manufactured. Every single major world, domestic, political, social, economic, or cultural event throughout history has been manipulated by the world's elite, period. Case closed. Nothing ever occurs by accident, whether it's world wars or elections or assassinations or even something surprising like the arrival of the Beatles on the shores of America that triggered the youth movement of the 1960s. All of it was pre-planned. All of it was carefully orchestrated to exact control over the world's populations, while at the same time cleverly giving us the illusion that somehow we are still free. This illusion of freedom, particularly in the United States, has probably been one of the greatest cover-ups of all time. And we like to refer to this cover-up as the Matrix. And remember, there are deeply dark spiritual forces at work whose lifelong mission is to deny that they even exist. So, too, have the controls been cleverly hidden from us that have been placed upon us by these what is known as the elitists or the Illuminati or the globalists. Some refer to them as the Jesuits, some refer to them as the Zionists, or collectively they might be known as the New World Order. I think, therefore, it's vitally important that we must learn from history and understand all the major issues that we face as a nation today have all been manufactured by the world's elite. And there is a common thread that links them all together, and more often than not, the same players show up over and over again pulling those strings. And so Dan and I could list a few of those right now, and whether it's the so-called war on terror, the Iraq or Afghanistan wars, the plunging value of the U.S. dollar, or 30 million illegal immigrants. Dan?
Well, yeah. Pardon me. I'd like to interrupt here just for one moment because I think this is a good place to mention that Celeste and David, as walk-ins, volunteered to come to planet Earth because of these things that you two have mentioned, this sort of collective grouping of souls here who have been creating havoc for our world for such a long time. Celeste, would you please tell me, you start first, please, what mission you undertook by walking in? I forget how long ago it was, but would you mention that, please? And especially why you volunteered, what your mission is.
All right. I walked in July 26, 1989, and I, like so many others from my planet, just as from many other planets, who have walked in are here for humanitarian reasons. We are here to combat in a spiritual way the very forces that are here to destroy this planet. It was well known that this time would arrive. So it was an easy matter in some ways to arrange for a walk-in position with an earthling here on the earth. But people have to understand we are still walking in human form, and because of that, so much of what happens in our daily lives is much more difficult than it is for the regular human being. We are to teach by example. We are to expose false prophets. We are to render assistance wherever and whenever needed in all ways that we can. But above all, we are to teach. We are to teach people how to fish, but not give them fish. That's been part of the problem here. People are not learning. They're choosing to take what they can from those who truly want to help, but not put it into practice. In other words, they do not want to do the work necessary in order to be their own personal success story, not in any financial success, but in the most important part of success, the momentum of the spirituality that is taking place over on this planet, whether others are aware of it or not. It's those who are not in awareness that will have the most difficult time.
Thank you. Thank you. Not just for mentioning that. Thank you for coming and helping us. David the Arcturian, please mention your mission and why you volunteered to do it. And thank you for volunteering.
Well, thank you, Susie, and it's good to hear you both, Scott and Dan, again. It's been a while.
If you could speak a little louder, that would be helpful.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Faintly.
Okay. I came here because this is the greatest show on earth, and you didn't think I was going to let you have all the fun, did you?
Oh, you sound a lot like Matthew in that this is a great adventure for you.
Yes. I mean, this is a great time to be alive, and no matter what anybody thinks, we all chose to be here now. This is a culmination of everyone's life experiences. For the many, many times that we've been here, many times that we've worked in peaceful pursuits of trying to teach by example how and why things are going on and on the planet, and helping people to come out of their fear, come out of their programming, so that we can rise up above into what is, yes, called the Golden Age, which is right here, right now. And I walked in 1963. I came in not like a lot of walk-ins do. I didn't come in with recall. Part of that reasoning behind that was so that I could get a better understanding of what actually is going on the planet without looking at it from an outside view, but from an inside view. And now that I have woken, I'm doing what I can to make a difference where I can.
Well, I think that the difference that all of us want to make is just immense. And thank you both for joining us humans. And now, back to you, Dan and Scott, to talk about some of the very specific things that are going on that, and as you say, you connect the dots. Major media doesn't give us a whole lot of, or mainstream media doesn't give us a whole lot of dots to connect. So, I understand your motivation for wanting to bring out the truth. Where are your sources? Who or where are your trustworthy sources, and what are some of the major areas where we have been so deceived?
Let me, Scott, if you don't mind, let me field that first. I think it would be fair to say that, and this is Dan, it would be fair to say that when we start investigating certain areas, we have a very, very strong desire to get firsthand information and firsthand confirmation. Before turning to secondary sources, right? a lot of journalists out there who publish information, even investigative journalists, if we go and rely on their information, to us it's secondhand. If we can go straight to the source and verify what information we're researching, then it's more closer to firsthand. So with that said, I've personally investigated three areas, and I touched on this briefly when we started, and we'll go into all the other stuff that we see happening, but I've personally investigated three areas that this, and like Scott wanted to, was saying, nothing happens by accident, as we all know. Things are planned, things are designed. Where we find ourselves a financial slave or economic slave, it's really in three areas that I've personally investigated. One of them is the credit card industry and the banking industry, and that whole equation. The second one is the mortgage industry, and then the third one is what we call revenue collection industry. And if you took a look at what impacts your earnings the most, it's going to be those three areas: credit card debt, mortgage debt, and revenue collection, where you send off 30 to 40% of your earnings. So I've personally investigated all three of those areas, and what I discovered was shocking to me, in that there is a lot of fraud involved in the credit card industry. Banks do not have authority to lend their credit, period. And what's happening is banks are issuing credit cards by simply creating an entry in a computer system, sending you a piece of plastic with a magnetic strip on it, and saying you're pre-approved for $5,000, sign here. And yet, that in effect, they're lending their credit. They do not have authority by law to lend their credit. So there's fraud involved, and that's why they play hot potato when they start to discover that the law is creeping up on them. They'll sell off their entire credit card portfolio to another bank. The mortgage fraud is that the banks will treat your mortgage as an asset on their books, when in actual fact, it's not their asset, it's your asset, because you're the revenue stream making the payments. So the banks are committing fraud by treating your mortgage as an asset on their books, and then due to fractional reserve banking, can leverage it up to 9 times its actual value. And then the third area, the revenue collection industry, as I like to call it, are the guys that run around saying, if you don't pay your taxes, we're going to do an audit and assess you ungodly penalties. We've researched that, and I can spend a lot more time talking about that. We actually do bring experts. You ask, where do we get our information? Besides researching it, using the Freedom of Information Act, challenging the banks, and defaulting them when they fail to respond, we also do Freedom of Information Act and Privacy Act requests to government-related agencies to get our information, to verify our information. And we also bring industry experts onto our calls as guests to educate the listeners as well as ourselves in that area. Scott, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, I would like to also say, Susie, we also monitor a lot of alternative media sources, and we highly recommend the Internet as a research tool, as an alternative news source. Those are a couple of very good mainstream sources that we recommend, one being Lou Dobbs, only the Lou Dobbs show on CNN, and Keith Olbermann on MSNBC channel. Both are cable channels. Those are about the only two mainstream news sources that we would recommend. Now, just getting back to what I was mentioning earlier, when you talk about all of the issues that are facing us as a nation today, whether it's the so-called war on terror, the Iraq or Afghanistan wars, the plunging value of the U.S. dollar, 30 million illegal immigrants, the wide-open border, the war in the middle class, sky-high gasoline prices, and the ever-increasing power of corporate America and ever-spiraling national debt, a compromised media, as we mentioned, Patriot Acts, domestic spying, electronic voting, the giving away of our ports and our roads, the record trade deficit, the powerful lobbyists and special interest groups, and the NAFTA superhighway and this proposed North American Union. It's important that we understand that all of these are the sinister tools that are being employed to destroy America by design and from within. And you couple that with the use of dark and occult spiritual rituals and numerous secret societies, and the roles of foreign governments such as Israel, England, China, and Russia, and a number of leftover people from Nazi Germany, and they have all been very successful at bringing us to the very precipice of a near total destruction. But yet there is still time to stop these people, stop this process dead in their tracks. And the difference is now that due to the rising awareness, thanks to alternative media sources on the internet and the people of this nation and of this planet demanding changes, the world's elitists can no longer hide their dirty deeds anymore. And time and time again, they are being nakedly exposed for all to see, and they can no longer get away with the deceit and lies they have used so successfully in the past. And indeed, the tide is really turning now. And you look at all the exposure that's come out over the last few years. We like to call them the swinging gates, as in i.e. Watergate. And it all began to unravel with the what we call the WMD gate, no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And then it went on to the Scooter Libby gate and the Hurricane Katrina gate and the Hurricane Rita gate and on to Birdshot gate. You remember Dick Cheney shot his hunting partner in the face and went on to Portgate and Bird Flu gate and the continuing failures in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Lebanon this past summer. And you can count on Iran being yet another failure, and on it goes. So what we try to do is on our calls is to connect the dots between historical and current events and show how everything is all related. It's all part of their overall international wicked plan. And we can get into some more detail on past historical events. I don't want to take up too much time with that, but Susie, that's what I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie, just so you know, my favorite out of all of those is probably Birdshot Gate, which we jokingly call it Birdshot Gate. How can the vice president accidentally shoot a guy in the face with a shotgun? It's unbelievable, and nothing ever came of it, right? No charges were filed, anything. You start to scratch your head and say, what's really going on here? Same with 9/11. I was on the phone, actually on the radio, on the evening of 9/11. I was on the radio, and I was, the people on the radio were talking about, we need to give more funding to the CIA because they don't have enough money. They have $100 billion every year, and they're saying, we need to give them more money. And I said, you know, in the business world where I come from, or the military, if somebody fails to do their job, you don't give them more money. You fire them, and you find somebody who can do it. And then the other side of that coin is if they were doing their job, then they did know about 9/11 and they allowed it to occur, so you fire them for being complicit. Either way, you fire them, right? You don't go giving them more money. So the way we think about our governmental processes, in my opinion, has to change, and we have to start looking at what causes these things rather than reacting to the desired outcome, which they did with 9/11.
And Dan, how many people lost their job over 9/11 so far?
Yeah, exactly. Or better yet, how many people have actually been brought up on real criminal charges for outing Valerie Plame, which is, you know, a federal statute? Not a single one. Libby recently has been tried not for the outing of Valerie Plame, but because during their investigation, he lied under oath and perjured himself. So no one yet has been brought up on charges for that. And there's dozens and dozens of incidences along those lines. The one that's most noticeable is that President Bush, if you want to call him president, signed over 1,000 signing statements in the last 6 or 7 years of being in office.
Actually, it's more like 2,000, Dan.
Is it really?
Yes.
And what that is he's taking on the power of the legislative branch as well as the judicial branch. Every time the legislature passes any kind of law or statute, it goes up to the president for signature. And when he goes to sign it, he just adds another page or two called a signing statement, which revises the law that they went to pass. Rather than rejecting it or doing a line item veto, he's actually amending the law. As a result, he's consolidating all three branches of government into one. It's been my contention for several years now that America lost her three branches of government. And it goes all the way back to the 2000 election when it was thrown to the Supreme Court to stop the recount, and they declared Bush as the winner, which put him in office, which started this whole chain of events. as you can see. And to me, that told me that our Supreme Court was compromised when our legislature, Senate and the House, passed legislation to violate the Constitution, to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and most of them did it, and I've actually have relationships with some congressmen, and they told me the biggest thing going on in Washington is bribes and payoffs. And when they passed that legislation, which on its face, prima facie evidence that it violates the Constitution to go to war when they don't have that authority to do that, of course they try to justify it by saying it was self-defense, but to preeminently go and attack, preemptively attack another country, a sovereign state, if that violates the Constitution. It does not give you that authority to go out and just attack another country at your own discretion. And they did that. They passed legislation and they gave Bush the authority to go to war at his discretion, which he did. So you see this consolidation of all three branches into the executive branch, and to me, all three branches are compromised. So it falls back to the states and getting involved at the more local level, at the state level, to correct some of these problems.
There is so much. Apparently, it is safe to say that almost no agency, whether it is political or banking or religious or whatever major influences there are in our lives, are at the very peak of them corrupted. What do you see that is happening now that is leading us out of this? So let's mention that he and David and all of the other extraterrestrials who have walked into human bodies, who are here to help in the spiritual renewal here, they can't take away our free will to either do awful things or to allow them to happen through either our ignorance or our apathy. So it's really up to us as Earth's population to initiate effective changes. Do you see any evidence of that happening? Say with this new Congress, I don't mean that the United States is the, it's considered the greatest world power, but it certainly doesn't mean that everything important happens here. But primarily, this is where we're focusing our attention because it's as if all the eyes of the world are on the United States. So, what do you see going on here now that is hopeful, lets us be optimistic that changes are happening?
Well, Susie, this is Scott. I can take that question, and I really like to hear David and Celeste input on this as well.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them too.
Okay, great. I would say, Susie, to answer your question directly, this last election, I think, was a clear mandate by the people of this nation that they want changes. They have rejected the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and an incursion into Iran. They have rejected the neocon agenda that we have been having to suffer for all these past 6 years. And they reject the movement of this cabal that is ever pushing us towards a world war. And people want peace. People are demanding changes. People are demanding a new consciousness. And the way this election went last time, I think, was a clear and strong message that was sent to the ruling class, the Illuminati, whoever is controlling this nation and trying to destroy it, that it's not going to happen. And they wanted change. They wanted to have some new people, some new blood, and they wanted to kick out the old cronies that have been running things in Washington. And I think this last election was one of the most significant events that we have seen in really the last 20 years in this country. It was just an absolute incredible collective of consciousness, and the people came together, and they really made a difference with their vote this time.
Okay, thank you, Scott. I feel somewhat encouraged by the election, too. Celeste and David, back to you, please, to put what is going on into the universal context.
Okay, I'm going to take this first and then let David have it. I want to simply tie up some things. I've been making notes while Scott and Dan were speaking because of the shortness of time. Politics, all the machinations behind the politics, are all rooted in the religions and the politics of religions. But above and beyond that, there are two more gates that no one is talking about. There is what we call, from the higher perspective, a fear gate. There is also a spirit gate. It is within the spirit gate that the greatest war is being undertaken, which is the spirituality of the movement of this entire planet versus the politics of religions. People still have yet to understand that all religions were founded by the Illuminati. They need to know this, and yet they do not. And before everybody starts singing hallelujah about the last elections, I want to set a record straight, and this is for and on the record. That particular election, as wonderful as it might seem as an overview, had a great deal of engineering behind it to placate the public. Eventually, people in this country will find this out. Yes, there are some true, honest politicians that were elected, but they are few and far between. This was simply a way of using, placating the people by putting in pseudo government officials. And also, Scott and Dan, there is a true matrix. So I do take exception to the term of using matrix in any way to define a shadow government, because a true matrix does exist off-planet that is a nucleus. It is a hub of spiritual nature, of spiritual beings. It is where much life is formed and issues forth onto other planets as well as to this planet. And I feel that that's important for me to state this simply because I know that people do not understand this. As to where we're going to continue moving forward in spite of all odds.
Oh, I agree with you, Celeste. And as with all things, as Matthew has said, everybody has said, we must trust our intuitions. Our intuition is our direct connection to our soul voice, which is the direct connection to the universe. And through that, we can discern the truth of everything. We can look at something on the media. We can hear somebody speak. We can read it on the internet. And we can see if it resonates with our soul voice. And by doing that, then we can tell for ourselves whether it is the truth or not. And so much of the changes that are going on right now are being done by the grassroots movements out there. Those little people out there with the little tiny little voices that are making the biggest disturbances right now. They're shaking the world. They're rocking everybody's boat. And when they get done and when we get done and everybody gets done here, there will be no stone left unturned. All the dark energies, all these things that have been created, pushed upon us, programmed, that is one of my biggest peeves, is the programming that people have allowed to have done to themselves. And it's done from early childhood, through the parents, through the teachers. And if people would just deprogram themselves, and it's as simple as saying, I am deprogrammed, you wouldn't believe how much lighter you can feel And then all of a sudden you start seeing the truth and you remove yourself from the illusion of time. Thank you, Susie. Scott, Sam.
Susie, may I just respond real quickly? And that is to say, I totally agree with everything David and Celeste have just said. I absolutely concur with every thought that they expressed. I just wanted to add this one caveat. Despite the placating of this election, I agree with you, Celeste, that was the intent of it on and under. But on another level, the votes that were cast people registered in heaven and in God. And despite their not being resolved with the Democratic Party that's been elected, God and heaven have registered these votes, and this is the will of the people. And I believe that when all is said and done, this will be the most important aspect of this election, that the people have spoken, and then they have made their voices heard in heaven or in the universe, and the universe in kind will respond. Thanks.
Thank you. I think that's an excellent observation, both of them, that it, even though we have immense help from off-planet in the form of the light, the intense light that is being beamed to raise our consciousness and give us spiritual clarity, but it does come back to what we as the citizens of Earth do, how we respond and take charge of our individual lives, creating peace within and becoming more aware, and that radiates out to the world. You know, I can't believe how quickly the hour has gone. We have only 2 minutes left. I'm so sorry, listeners, that once again there is no time for your comments and questions. There is just time for Celeste and David. Please give your website, and then Dan and Scott, please let people know how they can find your information.
Thank you, Susie. We actually have 3 websites, and we do also have a monthly teleconference. You can find that information on our websites. And those websites are www.awakenedhearts.com, www.bluestarspeaks.com, and www.goddumentary.com.
Thank you. Dan and Scott, how can people find the information that you have discovered?
Well,
Scott, I was going to say, since I come across a little bit louder, let me mention it and you can back it up.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
And I also wanted to give some summary comments real quick. Susie, you asked, what do we see changing? And I don't want to leave an unpositive note, because I see some of the most positive things I've ever seen on this planet taking place right now. And I believe it's best summarized in the words of Edgar Casey. He said that courageous leaders would rise up from the ranks of the people. And that's what I see happening right now. Gentlemen like Aaron Rousseau, who put out the movie Freedom to Fascism, who's working to tell the truth of what's really going on. Pete Hendrickson, who wrote the book Cracking the Code. You can find his information on LostHorizons.com. Richard Cornforth, one of the preeminent legal scholars in the community that we run with, does seminars on teaching you the law and how to stand in your power. We've had all of these guys as guests on our program called The Truth Avengers. The way for you to join us on our program is go to group.google.com. It's a Google group. And do a search for Truth Avengers, all one word, Truth Avengers. And that's our Google group on group.google.com. And you can sign up there. And we publish every week news articles, research articles. Our goal, my mission, is to empower everybody, individually and collectively, teach them the law, teach them understanding, teach them the Constitution, teach them how to stand up for themselves, and together, individually and collectively, we will win and we will succeed. Edgar Casey also said you cannot legislate goodness into the hearts of men. I believe that. I believe it all starts with that golden rule, which we were taught 2,000 years ago by a good friend, MJC, that is, you should love your neighbor as yourself. Scott, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yes, let me just repeat that website address. It's groups, that's plural, groups.google.com/group/truthavengers. That's all one word, Truth Avengers. We also do a weekly conference call every Tuesday night, and if you'd like to phone in and join us, it's free, and the number is 646-519-5860, and the PIN number is 6178#. We do it every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time. So,
and that number again is 646-519-5860.
Yes.
And 6178# is the PIN. It's free to anybody who wants to call in and listen every Tuesday night from, I guess, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Central time, right?
8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, yes.
Yep.
And everyone is welcome to join us. And I want to just say, too, that I feel that there are so many things happening right now like that are unbelievably positive that we have to look forward to, and I would say that this is an incredible time to be on this planet to witness what is going on, and what a thrill it is to be a part of a call or a program such as this, Susie, to be in with your other wonderful guests, David and Celeste. It's just such an honor and a privilege for Dan and I to participate with you, and we really thank you for your invitation, and we hope we can do this again sometime. And our best wishes to David and Celeste, and thank you so much for allowing us to share this time.
I thank you all. I just appreciate so much all the perspectives that you and the hardcore information that you have shared with us tonight. And now I know we're running late. I would just like to. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I forgot that my clock is fast. We do have a
few
minutes.
We were going to tell you that.
I am so, so glad that we do.
I think you can take some questions, Susie, from your listeners, if possible.
Yes, yes. John, could you open up the lines so that we could perhaps get a couple of callers' comments or questions? Don is our producer.
Yes, I'm here, but we won't be able to take calls because we're using up all the lines for all the guests.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Thank you, Don, for letting me know. All right. Well, good. That gives me time to mention that my website is www.matthewbooks.com. Two T's in Matthew and plural books. And all of Matthew's messages are archived there. Good. You know, it's almost as if we have, because the way I wanted to end the show, as soon as I mention the next one, is for each of you to give, like, just a one-liner, some paramount thought that we can leave in the minds of listeners, like something that they can keep in mind always. But before we do that, I just want to mention that at the same time, on March 21st, my guest will be Alan Silberhart. Alan is the producer and the host of the popular TV show Bridging Heaven and Earth. And it has several outreach programs that exemplify the name of that show. And it will continue the optimism that we really do have for our world. So, now, back to the four of you. Starting, please, with Celeste to give a cogent reminder.
I actually have a message. I was going to tell you something different, but here is a message from the spiritual hierarchy that was asked for me to give as a thought for all.
and it's very simple. What they said was, we shall not fail. We shall not fail. Did I understand that correctly?
We shall not fail.
I think that is good.
Yeah, it's very simple, but it means a lot.
It certainly does. David.
Susie, I'd just like to say that where there is love, there is possibility, and where there is light, there can be no darkness.
Good. Thank you. Scott.
Well, I would like to quote, if I may, I'm going to paraphrase Winston Churchill, and I'm going to say, I may botch this somewhat, or I may not quote him directly, but I believe he said something along the effect of, those who do not learn from history's mistakes are doomed to repeat them again. And it's very important that we start to understand that the history that we've been taught, the information that our history books and our history teachers and our media have taught us, have all been a collection of falsehoods, lies, and cover-ups. And it's important now that we all start to wake up from that slumber, that dream, and realize now that there is a whole network of truth out there, and all you have to do is connect the dots and link things together and start to understand that everything is connected and that everything has a truth hidden behind it. And I would encourage everyone to question authority, to question the information that's given you by the media, and search for the truth.
Thank you, Scott. Dan.
Thank you, Susie. I would just like to, my parting words were, or should be, is when you search your heart and search your soul, and you find yourself there, I believe you'll search no more. And I see the paradigm shift taking place, and it's a shift from service to self to service to others. And it's in service to others, I believe, that we all operate and share the work that we do, and we send it in love. And I just want to share my love with you, Susie, and with Celeste and David and Matthew and everybody who's listening. I wish you, and we wish you, our best.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you all four for contributing so much light and love and hope to each other and to our listeners today. And from Matthew and me, love and peace to you all. So until a month from now, this is Susie for Matthew and friends, with love and peace to everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Susie.
Good night, all, and thank you again, all of you, for joining me today.
Our pleasure, Susie. Best
wishes
to you.
Good night, Celeste. Good night, David.
Good night, all.
Good night, Scott.